Environmental Conservation Stewardship of the Earth, Significance. Muslims believe that humans are stewards, khalifa, of the earth, entrusted by Allah to take care of the environment. Details: the Quran states, "It is He who has made you successors upon the earth." Quran 35:39. This verse underscores the responsibility humans have to protect and maintain the planet. Example: the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, emphasized the importance of planting trees and preserving nature. He said, "If a Muslim plants a tree or sows seeds, and then a bird, or a person or an animal eats from it, it is regarded as a charitable gift, sadaqa, for him, Sahih Bukhari." Sustainable use of resources. Significance: Islam encourages the sustainable use of resources and discourages wastefulness. Details: the Quran advises, "Eat and drink but waste not by excess, for Allah loves not the wasters," Quran 7:31. This verse highlights the importance of moderation and conservation in resource use. Example: the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, warned against wasting water even when performing ablution, wudu, near a flowing river, indicating the significance of water conservation. Protection of water sources. Significance: clean water is considered a vital resource in Islam, and its protection is crucial. Details: the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Do not waste water, even if you perform your ablution on the banks of an abundantly flowing river," Ibn Majah. This hadith emphasizes the importance of preserving water resources. Animal rights. Kindness to animals. Significance: Islam teaches compassion and kindness towards animals. Details: the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, narrated a story of a man who was forgiven by Allah for giving water to a thirsty dog. He said, "A man saw a dog eating mud from thirst, so the man took a shoe and filled it with water and kept on pouring the water for the dog until it quenched its thirst. So Allah approved of his deed and made him enter paradise," Sahih Bukhari. Example: another story involves a woman who was punished for locking up a cat, neither feeding it nor letting it feed itself. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "A woman was tortured and was put in hell because of a cat which she had kept locked till it died of hunger," Sahih Bukhari. Humane treatment during slaughter. Significance: the method of whole slaughter is designed to minimize the suffering of animals. Details: the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, instructed, "When you slaughter, slaughter well and let each one of you sharpen his blade and let him spare suffering to the animal he slaughters," Sahih Muslim. This instruction ensures that the animal is treated humanely and suffers as little as possible. Prohibition of animal cruelty. Significance: Islam prohibits cruelty towards animals and encourages their proper care. Details: the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, saw a donkey that had been branded on its face and said, "May Allah curse the one who branded it," Sahih Muslim. This hadith demonstrates the prohibition of causing unnecessary harm to animals. Conclusion: Islam places significant emphasis on environmental conservation and animal rights, rooted in the principles of stewardship, sustainability, and compassion. By adhering to these teachings, Muslims are encouraged to protect the environment and treat animals with kindness and respect, reflecting the broader Islamic commitment to ethical and moral behavior. These values are not only beneficial for the planet and its inhabitants but also serve as a means of spiritual growth and fulfillment.